ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
Welcome to this week's episode. Today we are going to elaborate upon the mission of universities, academics and university students in the view of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Stay tuned, please. In the view of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, the duty and responsibility of universities and academics is upbringing knowledgeable and faithful individuals for protection and safeguarding of the country's independence and for provision of grounds for the growth and development of the country and attainment of the pinnacles of human perfection as well as progress in welfare. The Imam held university lecturers responsible towards the community and fate of the people, strongly believing that university professors, upon accepting this profession, have taken a major responsibility in guiding youths and in creating and developing competent individuals who should take part in administration of the country's affairs in the upcoming future. The father of the Islamic Revolution also held university students responsible for awakening the nation, especially against the foreign colonialists and hegemonic powers, while urging the students to make use of their entire capacity for attainment of this goal and for appropriately fulfilling their responsibility towards the community. The Imam named purification of soul, self-development, and acquisition of knowledge as the two main duties of students in their effort to achieve elevated personal and social goals, while calling on them to be fully determined and resolved in acquisition of knowledge, given that their demotivation in this domain sets the stage for the meddlesome policies of colonialists in the internal affairs of countries. Imam Khomeini considered purification of soul and containment of rebellious carnal desires as the necessities for the education of students at universities, while urging students to engage in self-development concurrent with acquisition of knowledge as of a young age and not to postpone this important task to advanced age. Hence, university students should make every effort for acquisition of knowledge, attainment of piety and self-growth within universities, which all in all are essential for their personal life and for the reformation, growth and progress of the society. Imam Khomeini pointed out that as a result of acquisition of knowledge, maintenance of faith in God and piety, self-belief and self-confidence is accomplished. The Imam also named countering those who have derailed from the righteous path and the ones who intend to drive a wedge in the society as the duties and obligations of students, while believing that the unity and solidarity of students is the secret behind their victory, and that this aim should be maintained vigilantly. Imam Khomeini considered involvement in political affairs as the right of university academics and students, while noting that the involvement of the students and academics in the political affairs and their sensitivity towards the fate of the country is a must for safeguarding and defending the Islamic revolution and the country. Imam Khomeini named unity and solidarity of the seminaries and universities necessary for the elevation and progress of the society, while believing that the apparent pessimism which has been shaped between the seminary and university is rooted in colonial policies. Imam Khomeini, in his Divine Political Testament, called on the seminaries and universities to maintain mutual solidarity and empathy, while inviting university students, academics and clerics to maintain their amicable bond and mutual understanding. Dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. Next time we will speak of other views of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini.